The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his get started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry, the audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show number one. So welcome to the show.
The first time ever I saw you there, the first time. There's a song in there somewhere. My friend is sitting across from me again, and he's making faces like, so I'm trying to do the opening, and his faces are like, literally, you know, you like, when you put one, you put one finger in one side of your mouth and the other hook finger in the other side, and you pull your mouth wide and then you stick your tongue out, and then, or you put your thumb on your nose and you go like that. Those are the things he's trying to do to distract me. And it's working, but not in the way he wants it to. It's working in the type of way I try to get him into some counseling immediately. Now he's making a frowny face by pulling his face down. All right, listen, I have work to do. I have a show to do. This isn't all fun and games. Well, this week, and by the way, if you live in Portland or St. Louis, you're going to want to listen in for another minute because I'm coming there in March. I'll tell you that now. So I will be at the Portland Helium. I don't know, whenever this show drops, which is Friday, I'll be there this coming Thursday, Friday and Saturday. So Portland, come on out. Joe McKenzie will be with the band, Jingle Joe, and, you know, Gingle Glenn. And there you go. So, and then I'll be, the last week of March, I'll be at the St. Louis Helium. Okay, back to what I was doing. So this show today is the one when we were in the Vancouver Comedy Festival and Andy Kindler was the guest. So there you go. Was I saying something and forgot to finish it? No? Okay, good. And that's it. Next week's going to be a really fun show. You know what? It's a family show, and there's definitely some stuff I want to talk about. Definitely. You have no idea. So... So, oh, now he's taking, like, pinching his cheeks with his two fingers on each side, and then, like, look at me, I've got, you know, whatever. I don't know what character that is that he's doing, but they're all fun. So, next week, family show, and we're going to talk about some interesting stuff. The future. I've never wanted to talk about the future so bad before, but... Interesting in the family show. And also, you'll see. Yeah, we're going to talk about Jerry Seinfeld. He brought it up again on a show last week. He said, how did this thing get legs? I never said, blah, blah, blah. So, now I'm going to spend a half an hour talking about it. So if that interests you, next week will be a fun show. Because I'm going to make sense of it all. If you're thinking, oh, Todd, aren't you just trying to stir up stuff? Don't you have anything better to do? No, I think it's relevant. What he stumbled upon happens to be something I care about. And we're going to discuss it next week. I can't wait. I think I figured Jerry Seinfeld out. Yeah. Why can't I put a litmus test? I'm always paranoid. Someone will be like, all right, enough already. Jerry Seinfeld made a career out of... dissecting things that weren't necessarily important. But so why can't I do it? Why can't I over dissect it? I think this is important. Anybody's opinion on PC is important to me, especially when they don't agree with me. Then it's even more important. Woo wee! I'm so edgy. See, I can be silly too. I don't take myself seriously. That's why nobody can ever make fun of me. All right. You're beautiful. You're funny. You're kind. You're, dang. You know how sometimes you think of writing me an email and you never got around to it? Don't worry about it. I don't mean it in a negative way. I mean, like, don't worry about it. I get it. You know where I got that idea from? One time where I get my hair cut. At this old barbershop, one of the older barbers died. He was like 95. And his daughter wrote a note and said, hey, thank you for the kind cards. Even if you just sat there and didn't know what to say and had good thoughts about him, I appreciate that. So that's what I'm saying. When you end up writing an email, I mean, it always is beautiful and I always appreciate it. But even if you never got around to it, it's good. I got you. Right? Wow, you smell nice too. God, I do. I was talking to myself. I'm sorry. No, I have a good smell. Why can't I admit it? All right, I got to go. My friend's making like he's jumping up and down like a monkey. All right. All right. Okay, next week we're going to have a lot of fun. Here's Andy Kindler, Todd Glass, live from the Vancouver Comedy Festival.
It's a good show.
Come on.
Blah, 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 blah.
Bring the music up.
Blah, 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 blah.
Bring the music up.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, bring the music up and the mics.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Welcome to the stage, Todd Glass!
Of course I go big for the podcast. I'm in Vancouver. Holy shit. I don't know why I'm taking the mic out from here, because I'll probably end up putting it back in. But I like to be able to bow. Thank you. at us. This is fucking great, right? Look at these guys. Hey, by the way, I will be honest. The trumpets are pre-recorded. There was no trumpets. Ah, we got them good,
hey,
didn't we?
Stupid fucking idiot.
You're so mad, fuck you. You're so mad. Why can't you laugh at yourselves? They can't laugh at themselves.
Why can't you laugh at yourself? It's a fucking comedy show.
Why can't they laugh at themselves? Yell it loud. Why can't you laugh at yourself? I'm honestly asking.
What the fuck is your fucking problem?
Am I crazy? I'm not crazy.
They're crazy.
This is crazy.
Hi. You know what I do before I introduce Andy? I'm always afraid at this point. There's someone that listens to the show, but they brought somebody, like I just said backstage, and that person's like, but maybe they're not here, so why don't I just relax and not worry about somebody's friend? I always think the friend, you know, they bring a real fucking stick of mud. You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, I'm going to sit down. I don't have to stand. Look at what they did. I can't believe they did this for me. I'm going to relax. Look at this. I finally thought about it. Black washcloth. You know, if you're sweating, you can't have a white... People are fucking crazy. Folks, what is going on? I'm being silly, and you're looking at me like I'm having a nervous breakdown. Like, what? I thought you're podcast listeners. I can go do a bar show if the crowd's not into it, but they don't know. I'm fed up. I really am. No, I think sometimes you get nervous to laugh because you're not used to seeing a celebrity. No. What if I guess the completely wrong reason? They're like, no, actually, we're not. But it's going to be just, you know, it's going to be great. Are there any questions? No? These guys are great. You know, they did the stand-up show with me last night, so I was like, well, let's do it on the podcast. You look great. Shut the fuck up, man. You really do look great. I don't like the small drum. Does that have the same... Is that cheaper than the big one?
A little cheaper.
Wow, is that really... Anyway, I'm not kidding around. Like, I get it, but that's cheap. That's cheap. Because the big one looks better. People notice. Well, oh, now that you got that, that's a big deal. You have a duck whistle? If Andy Kindler says something funny tonight, give him a duck whistle. He loves it. I have to use some. You know, they get paid, so by the union, I have to have them do, like, three bits. They're not really. Hello? Okay. Let me get my crotch worked out. Why do I get... It's uncomfortable. Like, I don't know. Like, we used to sit at a table. You know what I have to remember? It's a podcast. Just talk yourself through it, Todd. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what I'm doing. Okay? Even that part was part of it. But we used to do the show at a table, and then it seemed like, all right, you can put your arms on it, you have the mic. But then I'm like, what the fuck are we doing at a table? It's not a conference. Like, we're being silly at a banquet table. Like, who the fuck? Hey, let's get silly. Get out of the banquet table and put on a traditional black tablecloth that you see at every banquet and talk at it. So now we do this. But my crotch is uncomfortable. And I don't mean to brag. But I feel good. So I just got to stop, slow down. I'll pull out some notes, and then I'm going to introduce Andy. Because I know when I go to do a podcast, when they do a long time before they bring me out, I hate it. I hate it. It's like they're doing 20 minutes. Get me out there. I'm pacing back here. How long did we just do? I want to know. I think that was 8 minutes. Was that longer? How long was that? That's 6 minutes? That's great. Isn't that funny? I could squeeze 8 minutes of comedy into six. You people take it for granted. So I'll put that there. Maybe we'll talk about that. You know, I'll talk about this one thing before I bring it. You know that term metrosexual? I'm glad they got rid of it because it was just so, stop. You know, it's just people that are, you know, because they didn't never met people that, yeah, I'm a guy and I give a fuck about my feet. That's all it is. That's what it is. Oh, I'm a guy. I'm not afraid that I like to be groomed. That's what it is. And people go, well, but you get your pedicure? Man, you can't be just a regular guy. Yeah, we'll have to give you a name. Now, it's not going to be gay, but metrosexual. That sounds gay-ish. So, anyway, that's a great bit. That was what Chris James said before the show, and I just did it out here, and I got a big laugh, and it's mine. Go ahead, try to get it from me. Try to sue me. You'll lose so bad. I don't have a good lawyer, but I have James Adomian. He does an impersonation of a good lawyer, and he's been helping me out. So funny, right up to the end, which I guess that's the most important part. So that's it. I wanted to talk about that. So let's bring Andy out here. And there's no questions? Everybody's all right? Do we have the flashlights later if we want to? Who has the flashlights? Are they anywhere? Where'd they go? Oh, I don't know what I did with them. Fuck, we don't have flashlights. Oh, we don't need them. They're supposed to pack them and have them out every show, but I'm not going to get upset about it. Did you ever have that happen? Okay, I don't want to talk about it. I'm not afraid of silence. I'm not. I am, but I'm not. I'm trying to get past it. I'm not. I have to stop. I can't rev. I just got to relax. Just talk, Todd. Just do the show. Hey, how you doing, everybody? Remember that? Sometimes hot, big. Sometimes nothing. We're just talking. You know, like when you're around the house, if you say something funny, 20 minutes later, they don't go, that was funny what you said before. Yeah, well, they can't all. You're just like, yeah, we're just, some are funny at this level, some are funny at this level. Todd, just relax. No one, that's why they're here. So, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I want you to play this guy out so big. Go crazy on the drums. Ladies and gentlemen, Andy Kindler.
Hold on, not yet. Let's bring him out to, hold on, hold. Stop, hold on, Andy. Hold on. Turn your phone.
Let's bring him out to what do we have here?
The place is
shut up. Shut the fuck up. You know what? He should come out to that. Here we go. No, I don't like that. There we go.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Hit that again. Andy Kindler. Keep going on the drums.
Why can't I do my Ken Berry like physical?
Andy, that's fun. Watch this with the walking. You'll like. I picture you doing this in your act. You tell a joke, and then when you get to the punchline, you go.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, that's how I see you. I mean, that's.
They say comedy's evolved, but is it really anymore? We want to stand. Wait, no. Stand up because we're stand ups.
Hey, what to do the bit we did back?
We have a chance to sit down. This guy's like, they can't even tell if we're standing up, and this guy's no. I got to. You must have a very desk at home, right? Is it not called a Vario desk?
Let me get rid of this.
No,
desk.
I need a boom mic for my talking.
Shut up.
No, I need to be away. I need for the microphone to be away from my voice.
Shut up.
Somehow.
I like I tell him to shut up. It doesn't even blink it on.
I don't want
to. In my house, I'll go, shut up.
I don't want to ruin.
I don't want to. Shut up. All I want to.
I don't do a bit over too much like you.
Look, over ooh, bit. Look at that.
Oh, God. Oh.
I try to act like I'm sweating to make it look like I'm working harder, but they're like, I don't think there's any sweat. I'm like, ooh.
That's the thing about Todd and myself. I took my career to a different level, so I don't sweat
Sorry,
as much.
I'm taller. It's just the way I sit.
I don't sweat as much now that things are going well for me. But when we sweat, it's not like a basketball player at the foul line where it's appropriate and it looks bad on us.
I don't like to sweat. It is true that that's why I don't go out in the sun. I don't think I look good sweating.
You don't sweat now.
Well, because it's nice
it's
and
over.
Cool.
Because it's over.
My career.
Yeah. It's a career joke. In other words, there's not a lot of development people over here at the Fox Searchlight thing. Looking for this guy. Hey, send a couple of our best people up to Vancouver. Check out this Todd Glass phenomenon.
This young guy.
Yeah.
Hot on the trail.
This might, because I'm older than you, and I'm telling you something.
I know, believe me.
The doors start to open. When you know what I'm saying? When you're over 50, you can write your own ticket. Because you're getting parking violations. I don't know what I'm saying. It was a write your own ticket joke.
Let me ask you a question. What hotel are you staying at? I'm staying at the...
Oh, no, same as you.
Sutton
Ritz-Carlton, Four Seasons. No, no, are you staying at the same hotel, right? They always put you up at the same place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Wynn?
Yeah. No, I'm...
I can't think of a fancy... These are not fancy hotels, though, right? What's a fancy, fancy
hotel? Play Curb Your Enthusiasm tonight like 15 times. Just wait. The one theme. It just seems appropriate. Like, play it now. If you go... Like, Andy will... And Andy will say something, and you play it for him.
I don't know where my keys are.
Oh, yeah. Ready?
I don't know.
Because you're homeless. What? I don't like you because you're homeless. You're homeless. What's to like?
Who
you
said
live on the street.
You have avocados. I knew they'd be on sale. Anything makes sense if you picture him.
I don't like women.
What did he? Are you mad at him?
No, I'm doing like, I'm trying to do like a Larry David.
Oh, okay.
What did you think I was doing?
You get mad at people, you do that state of the industry, and quite frankly, it hurts a lot of people.
You know what?
I'm kidding.
Doing,
I love it. I fucking
he
go
He knows. Street. They don't care enough
they do
to
care.
Wonder if you're kidding. That's how much they were out on that joke.
Oh, let me break that down. I don't know if that's true or not. I think they like you, and they like you. Maybe they thought that I think... That's what I think. I thought maybe you thought like, no, why does Todd have a problem with Andy doing the state of the industry? I don't have a problem he does it. I don't think it helps him. I told him that.
These people are here because they couldn't get into the Howie Mandel Q&A. You know, Howie Mandel also has the same thing I have.
Oh, yes.
Which is OCD, but he has a different kind. I don't have the kind that renders you unfunny.
Duck whistle. Come on, guys. If Andy says something like that, you got to score it. Watch
it.
I don't mean to do it again. Would you do that one more time and prove to these guys, you do this, you do a duck whistle, you go bing, bing on the piano. Let his jokes have the respect they deserve. Can I make a suggestion? Well, they're doing all the sound effects. You take your glasses and you go, but do the same exact thing you just did. Do it again.
What's the joke? what is it? Oh, yeah. I got to tell you, a lot of, I have OCD.
Oh, you
I don't know if you're aware
well,
of this.
I want to get a little part in here. So I know I wasn't originally, but can I?
Yeah, no, it's better.
I want to get a little.
It enhances the joke.
I just want a little line. That's it. In case, maybe they take this clip and they use it to show, to promote next year's show. So I'll go. So I hear you're.
Well, people suffer from disorders. How so? I personally have OCD. You know, Howie Mandel has OCD, too.
Oh, how, you have the same OCD?
No, he has the kind that renders you unfunny. I don't think that's the right take, right? What is that, a take like I'm a lounge singer?
Well, I don't want to, I don't like to...
But you do. The world's worst comedy duo. We'll be back.
are there any new shows you like?
You had a thing that happened today.
You had a thing happen today.
No, that's my new thing. That I got booked in Montreal to just say positive things. But and that's my goddamn order. Just say positive things.
Oh, you mean you're going to
do a Aren't we doing wonderfully? Yes, you know, it's, even the shows I don't like, they're giving it the old college try.
Well, I try to be positive all the time, even with my audiences on my show.
If it's laughing, if you're laughing, it's funny. If you laugh, it's funny. I don't like racist...
Not everybody likes chocolate cake.
Right, I don't like racist jokes, but if they're laughing, by definition, it's funny. Right? Right?
People have never laughed at a wrong thing ever.
No.
Go look at old comedy from the last 40 years. Never do you see audiences laughing at material that could be hateful. Never.
When they laugh at racism, that makes racism okay.
It's funny.
Do you get it?
It's funny.
That's what makes... That's the way to justify your racism.
I'm sorry, if somebody got hit by a car and died in front of me, and I giggle because I don't know them too well, does that make me a bad person if I don't connect? Somebody I don't know. I'm not saying someone I love, but if somebody... Everybody has different reactions. If you don't have a connection to that group, you're disassociated. If I see a guy get hit by a car, I'm like, Somebody goes, you're an asshole. I go, I don't know him. I don't connect with his pain, right. Okay? I just saw a blood spot everywhere. That's
I'm the bad guy.
Oh, I'm the bad
because
guy.
Because I say someone's a sick because of their sexual choices. That they're a sick person because they're gay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the bad guy.
Oh, I say
Because I say all homosexuals should be forced to live in a leprosy-like environment. But they'll call it leprosy! This band, I hope you're not paying them a lot. Because I want to tell you right now.
I think they're great.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about? You could get like one of those Brookstone environment machines. I don't know where I'm going. You get one of those, cue it in,
move
get a
in.
Duck sound.
No,
yeah,
dude, stay where you are. You were comfortable. I'm the worst.
I make a nice living.
Ever. Thank you. Andy likes that joke so much. This is a true story. He went to the mattress store and he laid on
sit
the mattress.
And sleep.
Sit and sleep. He laid there for 5 hours.
Literally, this is a true story.
True story. This is a true story. Why would
Well, not just laying
hey guys,
on the mattress.
Is this a true story? Be honest. Tell him it's a true story.
Yeah, definitely.
Not the true story.
I wasn't just laying on the bed, but I stayed there for like 5 hours.
Yes.
And
wait
I was asking them questions, kept asking them questions about the things.
Now, I hate to ruin the joke, but is this a true story? This is
no,
not,
it's
a, true
not a true story.
Story.
But okay. My acting, now you see why you don't get cast. See?
That's my problem.
Convincing acting. A guy
Let's
no one's going to ever
be convincing. See how good of an actor I am. Now, this actually happened. We have a safe word. Whenever I say I swear to George Stephanopoulos, it means it definitely happened. You had a... Well, I forget what I'm doing.
I'm secretly anti-Semitic is my safe word. I can't. It's too long. Too soon.
Too soon? Too long?
You know what my mother said to me at my father's funeral? Andy, I have to, but you?
She found out you were fooling around with him?
Oh, because I slept with my father for a couple of years when we were running a bathhouse together. Oh, that's wrong. That's wrong.
Do more. I'm the bad. I had a bit.
Oh, I'm
more.
The bad guy.
Do more of the, oh, I push you down the stairs.
Yes.
I'm the person that's
I
bad.
Kicked an old lady down the stairs.
Yeah.
And cursed her, and I'm wrong. She ends up paralyzed, and I'm the bad guy.
Sure, now I'm the one. I should take responsibility. Oh, I say things and that are hateful, and now I should be responsible for it? Does that sound right to anybody?
I throw a TV off a balcony because I'm doing like a Letterman shtick. Boom. Hits a mail carrier. I'm wrong.
Are there any new shows you like?
Yeah, I do like...
I know it's a horrible question, but I just love asking it. It makes me look like a serious interviewer. All right.
I like the
way I'm just sitting here. Hey, Andy, any new shows? Got your goat? What's your
I'll
beef?
I'll tell you one thing, Todd.
What's your
beef? I'll never watch Empire again. I mean, I can barely make it to the podcast tonight because this how do you say it? Jussie Smollett? Mm-hmm. There's no more racism now. I will never believe if someone tells me a story, I'm sure all these stories about lynchings and such. Made up.
Can I tell you?
It's made up because this one guy.
That's why. Can I tell you something?
Story.
Even though any sensible person, that's why there's so much frustration because there are people out there, and even though you know it's
like
Trump fuck
Jr.
it, I thought that they're gonna go. This is like this is the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck! What did you do this for? Do something else. Go steal shit. I don't care. Just don't do that.
But he can't. The thing is,
go fuck something. Go fuck a wall. What do I give a shit? I saw a guy fucking a wall once. I'm not gonna go say anything.
But it's not possible for him. It's not possible for one person who's troubled to then they go, oh, nice going, now you've ruined civil rights for us. Well, I mean, it's not possible for that to happen except when you're in a society where they're looking for an excuse. Wake up, white people, you're the problem.
Stop, he's trying to talk.
Hey, it's distracting.
No, I was telling him to do it.
I know. I'm playing with you. Yes, and I was going the next step.
Do you want to do improv with the crowd?
Yes, and I also enjoy myself. You know, I the other day, I got attacked by these white supremacists who said, hey, recurring character from Raymond, asshole. Hey, minor character from Marin, you Jew. I forgot the Jewish part. It's an anti-Semitic attack. The only thing I made a mistake, I hired two of my Hasidic friends to attack me.
To do what? I'm sorry.
Is he? What is he, out of the country? It's all about the Smollett situation. Wake up. Chris Cuomo's talking about it.
How come he's allowed to... You ever think you just missed something? I've never asked anybody this because I thought there was a reason. Not Chris Cuomo. I'm thinking of somebody else. Who's the guy from New Jersey that was the mayor?
It sounds like an old joke. Cory Booker. I think you're trying to say Cory Booker.
Chris
Chris Christie.
Oh.
He went on... What?
He wasn't the mayor, though, right? Time for some mayor problems.
Yeah, Chris, I know. I just got them confused. I don't know why. But they look completely different. Just they're probably... Their names are probably just for no reason.
This is older Todd Glass. In the old days, he'd make a joke. Now he's like, look, I'm sorry. I mixed up the fellows, the gentlemen. This is later day Todd Glass. Look.
Listen, I'm
okay,
sorry.
My bad.
You want to hear something you'll love. You want to hear two Eddie Pepitone jokes? I saw him do his hour, and I will do two right now.
Okay.
Okay. But first, I want to finish what I was saying. Chris.
Why don't you talk to your sister anymore, Eddie? That's the heckler that knows too much.
The guy from New Jersey that shut the bridge down.
Chris Christie.
Yeah, well, when he did, I've seen him do a talk show or two lately, and he gets to not talk about.
I know he's brought on as a moral, advisor. He's brought on as an expert.
Yeah, the whole time he talks about it, they should show him laying on the beach when it was closed behind him on a big screen.
They should be yelling at him, you. You closed. We know you closed that goddamn.
Well, at least address it. But why? What do they need him? Like when I saw the show that had him, they were a pretty big show. So I was like, do they need him? Like,
because they're. That's the thing that made. What show?
Do they? I forget what show I saw him on now, but it was a late night talk show. It was Colbert, I think.
Well,
like, is he a guest that they need, or do they go? Oh, we got Chris Christie. And then maybe they go, he'll do it as long as you don't talk about that. They go, well, he wanted to talk about it for a minute, and then he'd move on to other things. And they're like, no, he doesn't fucking talk about it at all.
I think it's because the media.
No, I know. By the way, I know that's not what happened, but that's the only way you would think that he would have gotten away with it. That he's like such a big star.
Well, why should he be respected at all?
Am I making any sense?
He is a horrible. They don't care. They're from Canada, and boom, 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 and the airman starts the thing with the horn, and the Mountie comes by, and all of a sudden I got back bacon up my poutine. What do they know? This guy's from Saskatoon. The lady over here is from Medicine Hat, and they're looking for a way
do
to get the
do some crowd work
Swift
with
current.
Your drummer. Do some crowd work with the drummer.
How you doing? Anybody from Newfoundland?
Stand up. Stand
anybody
up
from Newfoundland? How about old found land that's not nobody wants to live in anymore? Huh? Deal with it, Newfoundland. Deal with it. I'm going after the people, of course. You shouldn't go after. People don't deserve it. Hey, you're from a small town? Nice going, asshole.
Okay, now back to what we were going to do something. What were we going to do?
Make me feel so good. Oh, I thought we were doing a song.
What was it?
Oh, my God.
Somebody new?
I think
it's going well. Right?
This is not going to go out to the air, right?
No, I wouldn't do that. That's not right. One thing, because we feel the energy of the room. But
yes,
no,
this is
I'll
fun for this. This is fun for a bar.
We were just going to do something. Okay. We were just going to do something. You did that
I'm not going to stop freezing. Work with it.
Are there any new
what
shows?
What did I tell you?
What's your beef?
Wait, what's on here, Sal? I mean, what's the deal with this, pay less stores with them. What is it? How come Britney Spears? Here's Leno at home. How come Britney Spears isn't in the news that much anymore?
Eddie Pepitone. He said, I'm telling you, I'm going to get his jokes right about 60%. You know what I mean? But I think they're... So he's watch his hour when it comes out. Because he said when he gets Alzheimer's, he's going to own it. And he goes, I'm going to go to the room. Excuse me, asshole. Where am I? And the guy goes, what? He goes, hello. Who else do you think I'm talking to? Where the fuck am I? And the guy goes, sir, you're at Ralph's. Oh, no shit. It's written everywhere, you dumb fuck. I meant what state am I in, asshole.
See, I'm not going to say that's an incorrect preface because it's Eddie Pepitone is hilarious, but I don't think when you have Alzheimer's, you're controlling.
That is true.
You don't come up with a sarcastic retort. yeah, I know. It sucks. It's Ralph's. You don't have to tell me.
He came out, he told the whole crowd he was on Molly. He goes, I'm on Molly. Even if I tell you a few of them, it won't. You'll see him do it. I'm on my.
Yeah, that's why people choose different comedians. They're not here to see Eddie Pepitone.
Well, I think they liked hearing that. Why do you have to be so critical?
I'm working on my mean.
What's really got
my mean duo character.
How's your dad?
He's dead. He remains dead. That's not funny. That's not funny, Todd.
You got him good.
My dad is dead.
He's dead.
Todd, that's not funny.
We got you so good.
Todd,
you're so
I
mad.
I can make fun
you
of him.
You can't laugh.
He's
you
dead.
Can't laugh. And
that's
you're
not
mad
nice.
That us in the band got you.
My father remains dead.
My
too
dad,
soon?
Can
that's
I tell
what my
you,
mother said.
My dad died in 1990, and in a weird way, sometimes I'm... You'll get what I mean when it comes out. Of course it's sad.
I was
of course
close you go with my father. I was close with my father, though. I didn't have a whole sexual thing.
Why do you have to...
I didn't have a whole sexual thing. I didn't break my father's heart because he wanted his son to be a macho baseball player. Or at least act like a goddamn man for a second and a half. I'm not referring to the sex. I'm just saying, you know, get off your ass. I don't know what this character is upset about.
You don't have to worry. I wish I... See, your problem. You have the problem I have. Well, you're funny. If you knew how funny you were, you would never stop. that's why it's good you get a little insecure once in a while. He's just revving high. He walks upstairs right into the green room. He's like, ah.
That's only around you, though. That is not around
well,
everybody.
Well, I saw him at the gas station once.
This is a true story.
This is true. And then when I leave, because I go inside because I have to pay, and I think I wanted to get some Altoids. You ever do that? You know, it's an unimportant detail to the story. So anyway, I come out. He's overly washing his windows with the squeegee. Like, he's doing it. He's like, he goes, oh, Todd. Would you agree? I'm doing the best Andy I could do, but picture his face, me doing it, right? He goes, would you agree if anybody asked, not that I care, but that I was funnier on this run-in and that I was funnier than you? You'd agree, right?
At like, the gas care. Station. At the gas station.
Because like, we both made jokes back and forth.
Yeah.
And you'd agree I was funnier? No, I mean, I don't think it should be a competition, but if it was, I think we could both agree that I got better lines in, right? Okay. I thought
and
it
he
funny.
Enjoys it.
See, no one you else enjoys enjoy, it.
Well, because that's the problem. It's not a problem.
That is your
I'm
problem.
Happy with, look, what else do I need? I have a trace water.
Pull your chair up.
I have a trace water and I got an iPhone 4. I don't want to say my iPhone's old, but I'm still downloading the results of the 2000 Gore Bush election.
What's... What's bothering you in comedy right now?
Oh, what's sticking in my thing?
Yeah, what's sticking
this
in
Dane
your stickle?
Cook. That Dane Cook is
nah.
back. That's how hacky. He's like a guy, I'm a hacky guy who criticizes show business. I hear Dane Cook's in the news again. What are you doing? What was
I
that?
See, I wanted to see why.
Was that an OCD that thing?
I don't know. I was.
Why am I continuing with this one note character? Am I going to continue this for the rest of this? And my voice will be at the same level? And I'll keep doing jokes of poor quality? I don't want to say I'm tired of the bicentennial, but call me. And hey, let me get this straight with this Y2K. Why not 2K? Oh, what are you worried about, ma'am? You think at midnight your computer's going to turn into an ostrich? This stuff was hilarious, 1999.
Just relax.
Jesus.
I'm not afraid.
You're making a good point.
What?
I'm trying to be funny to make up for the fact that I hate myself. You're right.
No.
No, you're right. I'm dominating the conversation. I'm not letting you get in a word edgewise because I feel less than.
I couldn't be happier. I'm serious. I love it. I love everything you do. You're great.
I wish my wife had said that. On my wedding night.
I told him, what did I say? I don't want to repeat things
let's
we said
repeat
in the green
things.
Room.
Oh. Why, you have something new that's going to top it?
okay, so you said something about, I like, hello. Sometimes I'm not afraid of peace and quiet.
Yeah, I like a room. I don't like a room where everyone's like, oh, Kevin Hart, and you're all cry laughing.
No, but I said I like peace and quiet, and you go, like in your show when the audience isn't
laughing. Are we doing a Smothers Brothers bit now? Oh, you must, oh.
When you first did
Room Tone on a this is an old reference. When you first did Room Tone on a set, did you go, "Oh, it's like a comedy club act"?
Explain that.
I'm not going to explain it. Why should I go back? I am at least...
I think as a good interviewer, I would be remiss later if I went, wait, you didn't understand what he was saying. Maybe people in the audience
Well, back in
understand.
The old days...
Am I right?
Back in the old days...
Well, how about a fucking nod of approval that I'm thinking about you people? I know what it is. I'm in the business. I'm a movie star.
Because they know that you're doing it because you're needy. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so...
There's a certain neediness about you.
There's a fight over here.
No.
Tell what that means, the room. Room tone is when they need quiet on the set, right?
Right.
To get room tone.
But they don't need that anymore. I don't know why they don't need it, because it's all digital, asshole.
Can I tell you, for Eddie's show, they needed it.
It's 2019. I still got to go like that. I got to do a clap. This is like comedy that kills.
I can't believe it.
At cinematographers' conventions. Oh, wait, I got to clap now?
Some people can't believe any change at all. So one night, the joke became amongst like three or four of us hanging out. We're like, oh, my God, I was 8. Now I'm 40. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I was standing over there. Now I'm standing over there.
What's next?
Yeah, things
what's
change.
Next?
Yeah, what's next? Oh, look, now I'm like this. Then I'm like that. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. I'm losing control. I used to be able to say that. Now they don't want me to say that. Oh, my God, I was looking up. Then I was looking down. Is anything new okay, you fuck?
Bro, that was...
I'm a social, no, but I have social commentary. And admit it, you're jealous.
That went beyond comedy.
Sure.
And it also fell short of comedy. And
because
it also
you know why?
Was a little forced. A little bit desperate.
Can I tell you why?
I'm not trying to ruin your podcast, but things aren't going well.
Can I tell you? Can I tell you why I needed the music? Can you give me the patriotic? You know what I mean? If I go, you know what, folks? Then I'm not so needy. Because I feel the music does the talking. What are you looking out to see if they're leaving?
I'm looking out to see.
Take a knee. Take a knee.
I'm trying to see what we're accomplishing here. You've got 13 people here. What's going to happen from this? It's going to go out? And what's going to happen? We'll still be here next year in a black box room. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. I'm trying not to...
Sorry, ladies, in general.
Are there any new movies you like?
Yeah, I all the Marvel movies that came out this year, I love them. The Justice League.
What's your favorite food?
I like sweet, but sometimes I say to myself, why not try some savory?
What if somebody right now goes, they're going to bring you to the best restaurant of that food. They're going to take you. If it's Italian, we know the best place. They're going to open up. They're going to cook you dinner. Where do you want to go right now?
Any restaurant that emphasizes
how much
garlic.
Can we get a tip anymore, please, before I let you answer?
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andy Kindler is going to answer the question. What restaurant would he want to eat at right now?
Any restaurant that emphasizes how much garlic is in their food. So it's the stinking rose, or I choked on a garlic mass in my throat. Hey, that's a garlic. Any place that takes one, I went to a place once called Quinoa and Kale, and I turned it into a...
What do I know? I don't know. Why is he there? Why are you coming up to me early in the episode? I think you're going to come back later in the episode, right?
Can I talk about garlic?
Please do.
But don't talk. But tell them you endorsed garlic for many years. Tell them how many people you ripped off with your garlic shtick.
Garlic, you can't eat it and go out around people. You can't do it.
Right.
It's not nice. I knew that all these comedians met and had a talent. I've had it happen with one person. I don't know what it is sometimes. I'm like, wow, I've known them for 3 years. They've never had bad breath. You know when you know some people, like, they just never have bad breath, and other people. And I go, oh, they all went out to Italian food. So it was 3 of them out of 8. Everywhere I turned, I was like, fuck, it's pungent. You got to think about that. Or good some mints. And I mean, like, you need to get Altoids, even if you don't like them, the peppermint ones, and put like 8 in there. All, every fucking, a lot. Go through a can if you want to eat garlic and go around other people. You got to burn that shit.
It's a horrible, horrible spice.
It's not. It's delicious.
Not a spice,
it's
is it?
Delicious, but you can't.
It's a thing. It's a living plant.
Then you go breathe all up. And can I tell you something else?
Hmm?
Do you want to hear? You want to ask my beef?
Yeah. Not really, but I'll do it.
I'll edit this out. No, I won't even have.
What's your beef?
I don't want to do that. That's
no,
stupid.
Do it. No, well, forget
hack.
It.
That's hack.
Well, tell us what it is and don't label it.
Can I get a little music? I gotta be me. Something.
Am I ruining the show by putting my feet up here? So, this, no. See, some people can't see.
Whether I'm right, or whether I'm wrong. Whether I buy... fuck it.
But he does this so he doesn't have to pay money.
Yeah, you know, if I sing past the 30 seconds. So
that's
I just
not
go,
parody. That's parody.
Thank you. Snow cones. I know you're going to... It's a no-shit thing, but I just came to this thing. Fuck snow cones. They're so horrible that they get to exist. They're horrible.
They're not horrible. That's just true.
The paper is shitty. The ice doesn't accept it. It just dribbles over it to the bottom.
What's
and you're
good
crunching,
about it?
You're crunching and crunching, and you're at that age where you're able to get one and you think it's going to be something, and it's not, and it's fucking horrible. I would never want to sell snow cones. You're just, it would be so mean. It'd be like everybody 3 feet away is going to be like, fuck, and sticky and bee stings on them. That's what happened.
If you ask
me. Am I relating to anybody?
If you ask me, you can't go wrong with a soft ice cream, but like Carvel. It has to be Carvel style.
Let me tell you something. Creamy, custard, orange. There used to be a truck that would have orange and vanilla, but in the twirl. Not. It's good if you put orange, vanilla, orange, vanilla, orange, vanilla. You get like a creamsicle. You didn't get that here. That's why I'm explaining it. But no, I didn't mean that in a facetious way.
No, you meant that. Doesn't matter how you meant it.
It did sound rude.
It comes
I didn't
off
mean it rude.
Arrogant.
No, it
angry.
Didn't. You know what? You're mad because you weren't as funny as me.
You're trying to make him less than.
You're trying to bond with the audience because their last bit didn't work.
That's true of my last 40 years. Here's my entire act. Joke, the poorly constructed. Oh, I guess you didn't like it.
You know what? It's a good. It's a
another
good,
joke, poorly constructed. Hey, you hated that one even more.
I think it's a good business model. Just because I want to pace myself, I'm actually.
Why are you trying to?
If you're worried, I just want to know what time it is to pace myself.
Oh, I will tell you. It's 7:40.
Okay, and we're gonna end it around 8:20. So
that's exciting. I mean, what the hell are you doing? Elvis Presley didn't come out and go, I'm going to do 3 encores. And then I'm going to do Heartbreak Hotel.
Yeah.
And then
things
I'm going
different.
To... Yeah.
Things leave are some, different now. Elvis is
mystery.
Dead, Andy.
Make
so
some...
is your dad. My dad's dead, too.
I'm glad your dad's dead.
No, that's too far. No, that is too far. Wasn't that rude, guys?
Yeah.
You're
yeah,
out of
totally
order.
Rude.
Jokes are jokes.
That was really
dear Podcast Network,
I lost
a member of my family recently. And I tried to get away from it by going to Todd Glass's podcast. And they started talking about death and loss. And I'll tell you what I didn't need that evening, to be reminded of my recently passed relative. Now, you may ask, why am I running out to a comedy club when people have just recently died that are close
maybe
to
you're,
me?
Maybe you're just... I'll tell you what, I'm going to defend that person. Maybe they didn't for a while, and tonight was the first night. They go, I know I got to get out. I'll be in a little bit of a funk, but once I get out, I'll get past it. And you do, because my dad died, so I know what it's like. Eventually, you have to go out. And then they came here, and they talked about it.
Right.
So this is what I was going to talk about before. Once in a blue moon, I'm, in a twisted way, glad that my dad died. And you'll understand what I mean. Sometimes people use death as a way to think he gets them out of everything. And if you don't know anyone that ever died, you really can't go, I guess, maybe when, you know, so, you know, people go, okay, my dad had just died that year. I was going through a lot. Like, my dad died. I never thought, oh, I could be a prick to everybody. Like, no, my dad died. People were extra warm to me. So I never looked at it as like, yeah, my dad, you know. So like that joke, if they came out, if I could picture me, I was 23, going out to a comedy club and the comedian was doing that, I'd be giggling because it would relate to me.
Yeah, exactly.
And
exactly.
I would think of the person that died and go, oh, my God, they're somewhere, but we're including them. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's why I do talk about Harris Whittles on my podcast all the time. Keep the bits going. I go, Harry, what?
I didn't know you did that. Right. I miss him.
I miss him. I said I did, and I stopped. Fuck him. He's
why are you
dead.
Selling him out?
Harris
Don't
Whittles
sell.
Is dead. There's nothing we can do about it.
That's a nice attitude.
Like that, I think he would like. And I swear to God, I'm being serious. To George Carlin. Like, if he was somewhere, could I know he can't. I know he's probably just the energy of the earth. But if he was and he saw me going, Harris Whittles is dead, get over it, he'd be giggling. And he'd be upset with you. He would be. Why did
he would
that
be
crowd
upset
get
with
nervous?
You. You act
obviously
like
he has affection for me. Oh, people get nervous when you bring up dead people. The whole crowd was like, is that okay to laugh? Of course. He's here, ladies and gentlemen. Harris, come on out.
Look, Todd was trying to turn the death of a beloved comedian and use it as fodder for comedy material. And you people, you spit in his face. He's trying, my friend. You think it's his fault that Harris Whittles was beloved? No. No. I'm 10 minutes away from saying, did he kill? Did he have anything to do with the death of any comedian? No. Back off of him, folks. No.
Here's something I'm going to do that's never been done. We're going to take questions from the audience. Now, we know it's fun and that people get excited. Don't climb over somebody just to get your question asked. And then later, can I show you something that I think you would like?
Sure.
Now, it's from the live show. And then we'll take questions from the audience because I know I'll remember that. We do this, then we take questions from the audience, and then you can ask me a question.
I can't. And this is my whole life I've been waiting for an opportunity to query you. Query? Gay joke, not good. Save it with, did I say query? Oh, I'm the bad guy because I used a negative expression to describe gay people to make a cheap joke that was not good. Oh, I'm wrong.
I feel great. I really do. I'm at peace. This good energy in this room. Can you do me a huge favor? We're going in for the close. I like to go in for a long close. It means we have like 25.
At 8:20, he told us we're closing. For those of you who enjoy shows that are timed out.
You're not going to make me lose track. I think sometimes people do like to know because you don't know. Is it going to go on for 20 more minutes? Sarah Silverman says the same thing at her show, and I think it's a good idea. She goes, sometimes people want to know. If you tell them, I know, I get the joke. I make the joke myself sometimes on the road when I tell an audience how much longer we have. I go, you wouldn't get a massage. And they go, we're almost done. No, you're hoping it's longer. I get it. But
what?
That's not I get it.
That's my bit.
No,
I do that massage bit.
You want that piece of shit?
I asked for a happy ending. I want to look. I'm so old, a happy ending would be decreased lower back pain.
There you go. Chris James, ladies and gentlemen.
We'd be making it to my car after the massage without my back giving out. I'm done with that.
You're
dick.
Fine.
I know. I think I'm killing.
I'm just taking it easy. I'm not. You know what I realized the other day? I know I talk about the same thing all the time, but you find new ways to say it. How people are resistant to change, and don't ever think it's the topic at hand because it isn't. It's not. It's the joke I used to say. It's gay marriage or beet juice and hamburgers. Because a friend of mine, mom, why do they have beet juice and vegan hamburgers? It make them taste more real. She's like, well, that's weird. That's weird. For what? Weird for what? Because you never heard of it before? So it doesn't matter. Gay marriage, beet juice, it doesn't fucking matter. It's anything. Recycling, it's anything. It's anything. And I realized it. Trust me, it's not because they put thought into it. It's not because they went, oh, there's this issue up at hand. Let me study up on it. Let me learn about it so I can make an educated decision. The only criteria that have to be against it is they never fucking heard of it before. And picking up dog shit, yeah, 40 years ago, they hated it. That's how people are resistant to change. People are like, now you got to pick up your dog shit like a fucking idiot? Yeah, that's what a fucking idiot does. He picks up his dog shit.
You know, I saw Bruce.
I'm being serious.
No, you are. But
people didn't used to pick up their shit. So people go, oh, let's go back to the way it used to be. And I always think I have to bring up 30 social issues. How about we just go back to where you can live in a one square of New York City when people didn't pick up their dog shit and step in shit all day. Okay, I'll change my verbiage. Go forward, and we pick up our dog shit now. Okay, thank you. I'm fine. Thank you.
I saw
people didn't want to pick up dog shit. Don't be that today. They didn't think they were silly back then. 40 years ago, they thought they had a right to their goddamn opinion. When your social issues don't stand the test of time, do you want to be the equivalent to dog shit with your opinion 40 years from now? Yes, Andy, go.
I saw Bruce Dern. I watch the Tonight shows on Antenna TV or Rabbit Ear TV, wherever they're on. And Bruce Dern was doing a bit about how he was in L.A., and now is this true? I have to clean up after my dog? And the audience didn't really go for it, but it showed exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, I'm from New York.
And you look back on that, look, I'm into etiquette, but I don't care about the basics. Please, thank you. I don't care about like the fork and the knife as much. But basically,
you don't care about that?
Dog shit is not being picky. That's what I'm saying. It's not like you're going, oh my God. But then, oh, now you got to pick up your dog shit. It's like, are you fucking, are you, that's, to me, that's.
But what I don't like is when someone has a sign on their lawn, clean up after your dog, where they show you a picture of more dog shit. How is that helping? Now you're part of the problem.
Well, I don't think...
Bang, bang. They never punctuate jokes that
How
work.
How about this? For the next 20 minutes, here's why, because...
20 minutes? You're wrapping up around 8:20?
Yeah.
Good call.
Let's forget... Because they don't... some of them are new, and they're airing on the safe side. But for the next
this
20
minutes... This is coming out in 2 hours, the Todd Glass podcast. I'm releasing it.
Can I tell you something?
Under my own podcast.
Can I tell you
later
something?
Tonight. Andy Kindler...
wait, this is my podcast.
Andy Kindler on Todd Glass podcast. I hope this doesn't ruin when you release it.
Wait, you're going to release it before I'm release
tonight,
mine?
Tonight, as soon as I get out of here.
That's not fair.
I'm going to upload it to...
No, it's my podcast. I go, Andy, this is my podcast. We both think we're doing... All right, the joke's done.
I sold it to Vimeo.
Okay. I already wrote a novella around it. All right, listen. Here's what I want to do.
I got to deal with Vimeo.
So these guys... By the way, I'm gaining weight for a movie.
What? Yes? Am I supposed to be...
Ask me what movie.
What movie?
I don't know. Whatever's at the theater. I just want to see it when I'm heavier. All right.
Ba 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 da boo.
Ba da ba ba da ba da ba ba da ba
da 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 boo. Ooh, I like that.
Thank you.
It's a penny whistle?
Sorry?
What is it, a penny whistle?
It's a siren.
Oh.
Slide whistle.
But what's one of those? Slide whistle. That's what I meant to say.
Mommy, how you doing?
Yeah, you really are. I think you should go further back into show business.
So these guys...
and do like a bo-do-do-di-o-do. Hey!
Do-di-do-di-do-di-do. These guys, some of them haven't played... You know, if you have guys that have played with you like a lot, they're probably being on the safe side, which I think is better. I really do. True George Carlin. I think, you know, they don't know. Is that the end of the joke or is that there? But for the last 20 minutes, don't overdo it. But really, you know... You want to see something we do on the road? I'll do one little thing. It's fun. Plus,
I want to see whatever you.
So I do. I tell the audience I'm really good at improv. I love having these guys with me because I get to do this. I go, oh sure, I do improv. I do improv. I write songs about the audience. What's your name, sir? What's your favorite color? Oh sure, here we go. Give me a little something. Up and down, up and down, up and down, and up. Here we go, guys. You ready? Look at me. My name's Tyler. Tyler.
Tyler. Tyler. Tyler. Tyler. Tyler. Tyler. Tyler. Tyler. Tyler.
He likes green.
Green. Green. Green. Green. Green. Green. Green. Green. Green. Green. Green. Green. Green. Green. Green. Green. Green. Green. Green. Green.
Look at you. You're sitting there.
There. There. There. There. There. There. There. There. There. There. There.
So that's what you get when you come to the stand-up.
That's just a tease.
That's just a tease. That bit where we give the finger, we do that one more time. We do it one more time. I do a cat bit, revealing guys that say they hate cats. I put the light on them, what they're really saying, and we go, aha, we got you good. Fuck you. You're so mad at Todd's bits.
Do you still do the confetti? I know it's expensive.
No,
but I love it.
That's why I dropped it. Not because it was creatively not good. Well, I do make choices sometimes, like that slot. I used to blow the siren whistle. I used to have it in my pocket, and I blow it, and then I went, maybe I shouldn't be the one doing it.
That's how you know that your act is about small things.
Thank you. That's what I heard about
I have a small penis.
I have a small penis.
Are you happy? Oh, does that make you feel good?
Hey, he was going to do that joke.
You know that my penis.
God, I was going to say it. I was going to say it. I swear to God, I stuttered over my words.
I have a small penis.
I've got to be me. Yeah? Thank you. What do you want, Andy?
I was going to do the joke that I've done every time I've been on your podcast.
Let me hear it.
Well, my penis, I have, I don't want to say it's short, but it has shorties tattooed on it. But then when it gets erect, it says Shorty's Pizzeria, we deliver, ask about our calzones, opening up 4 new locations, call the fax number, catering available. When it gets hard, this is what it's on it.
You know what? Here's another thing we do in the band. I always like to ask them questions, and really, I go, the more I ask, you have to make up shit. oh, you were visiting your grandmother. This is a true story. This is a true story. You were visiting your grandmother in the old age home today?
Yeah, earlier today, yeah.
Oh, that's that story you told me. Can I? Do you mind if I tell them the story?
But
the,
yeah,
the old lady.
So.
The
yeah.
It was an old lady. I know the gist of it. Yeah. He went to see his grandmother. It wasn't his grandmother, by the way, that this happened to. What?
This could be a turning point.
I think he's doing a bit.
It's like a turning point.
I think you're doing a bit, right?
It's like Morton Downey Jr.
I don't want someone that yelled out and was really sweet to feel bad, because I think like he's like, what the fuck? Everyone at his table's like, shut up.
Why would you feel bad? He has a delightful timbre.
Yeah, but he didn't say he minds. You don't mind, do you?
No, not at all. Yeah.
Oh, sure, sir. Because, sir, why would I plan the bit out where he says he minds? I wouldn't get to finish. Thank you. His grandmother is in an old age home, and this is a true story. And afterwards, I need a lot of noises for this. I mean, guys, don't give up on this joke. I mean, fucking noises after noises after noises after noises after noises. May pretend that if this joke doesn't get a laugh, you all get yelled at. Because you go, Ty, couldn't it be your joke? And I go, no, it's not my jokes. You guys don't fucking score it right. It's not going to, and here it is. So this old, this is a true story, right?
Yes.
So there was a woman, she went up to an old guy on the bench and she said, I bet I can guess how old you are. And he said, go ahead. You know, and she stuck his hand down his pants. He said it was literally 2 minutes. He goes, I don't want to say 20 because then that devalues it. But he goes, she was down there for 2 minutes. She said, you're 92. He's like, how did you guess? And she said, you told me yesterday. Isn't that? It's a true story. It's a true story. I swear to God. I swear to God. I swear to God. I swear to God.
That is a
I
true
swear.
Story. That's swear a true
to
story.
God. Swear to God.
Fellas, I can do something.
Oh, can I tell you something? When you listen to this at home, I know it's weird to think it. You're going to go, wow, that was... I'm not saying you're not having a good time. Please, don't misunderstand me. But you're going to go, that was better than I thought, because you're nervous for us now. But when you're at home, you're in the dark.
When I saw you move like that, it was like watching Michael Jackson if he didn't have any dancing ability.
I take that as a compliment.
It's like watching Fred Astaire if Fred Astaire could not on any level... move his body in a rhythmic way.
You're like, can you sing at all? Seriously.
Down by the River? My grandpa.
I got a band behind you. I thought if you want to ad lib.
I can sing, but it's
can I have a little reverb? Can we put reverb in his voice? Or no, that's probably... Really? Put a little reverb in his voice.
Oh, no, don't enhance my voice.
I want a little reverb.
Leave it flat. No. Don't try and... I've got you under my skin. I can do comedy type songs. Make a song and you make a word at the end. So it doesn't matter what you say, as long as you say, why don't you go bend? That's not a funny example of it. But if you rhyme it, it's always good.
I know what you mean. Rhyme, people love rhyming.
They love it, they think it's funny.
I gotta rhyme.
I don't think I'm very Jewish. I think it's nice. This guy over here, he said, Jesus Christ, not a good example again. It's not my field.
I look up, I look down, I turn. It's hard. I don't like doing it. Stop. I'm already
maybe
sick
you don't,
to my,
maybe
sick
you
to
shouldn't
my stomach
have a band.
Trying to ad-lib.
Did you ever think of that?
How maybe you guys you doing? All right? That's the crowd they're doing.
What'd you're you good? Say?
You look good. You all look great.
They're a nice looking crowd.
They look like they're nice. They're kind. You know, we got together for an hour and a half. It's something to, you know. Whenever.
Well, also there's so few people that you feel. This is what I like. Anybody can do. I'm sick of it. Sell it out. Have a good career. Who needs it? Success. Play someplace.
I'm better than that.
Yeah, we're better than
I'm
that.
I'm better than that.
But when I see 10, 12, 13 people.
I
know, that's to me, that's mashpacha.
Mashpacha.
That's mashpacha.
His dad's opening up a coffee shop in a Jewish neighborhood.
Mom and dad, yeah.
They're opening up a coffee shop in a Jewish neighborhood?
Yeah, it's in Burnaby kind of.
That's a Jewish primarily neighborhood.
Is this better be a joke?
No.
Because it's,
This is not a joke. I'm talking to the goddamn guy. Can I have an honest conversation with
I'm very busy. Get to the, it's a Jewish coffee shop of the Jewish. It's called Oy Kvolta Thick Espresso. It's called Enough Already with the Coffee.
It's called Java Nagila. Come on! Ah! Look how much fun we're having.
Are you telling me it really was Java Nagila?
Yeah.
So it's not true that his parents...
No, I just do it in my act. I missed the bits from the act, so I try to, you know, put them in.
It's seamless. If by seamless, it means you can see all the scenes.
Do you want to see... You want to see Seamus in my act? Okay, yeah. The audience has no
Seamus
idea.
Seamus in Seattle.
We'll be back right after this. We'll be, in my act. Okay, I'll stand up.
In my act. Hey, you're doing your act. There's no separation.
You know what? 95% of this was the podcast.
No, but you're saying, it's like, folks, I'm not here. I normally do stand up. But I'm doing a podcast. Why is everything what you don't normally do?
Well, you're right. I should just do it.
Yeah. Why don't you get up and for once in your goddamn life, call audible.com and tell them that you want to read mystery novels. YA. Mystery novels.
What I'd like to ask right now from the audience, you're right. Why do I have to say I do this in my act? Just do it here. Now you know.
Because it's funny with the way you do it.
Oh, thank
you. Some people say funny things.
Some people say
funny things.
Funny sandwiches. Wow. Because me and the band were like that. We finish each other's sandwich sentences. Is that crazy? You got to admit that's fucked up. We literally finish each other's sentences.
It's hard when the bit is the same bit over and over again.
No, it gets funnier.
To come up with a different answer at the end. Because how many words are there like sandwiches?
Okay, okay. We finish each other's salmon.
Santana. That band that I like.
We finish each other's sandals.
Shut the fuck up.
Sandals.
You son of a...
We borrow each other's
sandals.
We borrow each other's seatbelt warmers. I could, if that was in an improv troupe, they knock you down a level. You know when you go to that improv thing and they, oh, we moved up to seniors, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
The different classes give the, you know, that they go, all right, Todd, come on over here. That was my life in school, for real. I knew when I was getting pulled out of the class, I don't think I'm going to, I'm either going to a different room in this school, and we go like to the resource room. They keep you in regular school, but they put you over in the resource room. So that would happen, or completely different school altogether. And I loved it. What did I give a shit? I loved it. I loved moving. My brothers don't have a good memory of it. I liked it. I loved the smell of a new house. We were always moving, and I loved it. I was out there. I was 11. Look at it.
So you're saying around. was it miserable?
No, I enjoyed moving around.
But you're...
Oh, no, I didn't like moving around schools. But anyway, my point was, I had a point. That's the name of my new something. Thank you.
That's the name of my new something. That's really good. Forget the other stuff. Use that one line and then go out with the funny sound effects. Wrap it up, 7-minute podcast, see me live. That's it.
Why don't you ask
Give him a taste. Paywall. Put up a goddamn paywall.
How about Donald
Put
Trump?
Put up a goddamn pay... What's that?
Donald Trump. Don't you think he's not doing as good a job as we all thought he would?
I want to say that Todd... At first, I was upset, but I called Todd recently, and I said, I know you're a big Trump fan. I was a little nervous about it. Pleasantly surprised. Yeah. Pleasantly surprised.
Well, can I tell you something? At first, I was afraid. I was petrified. I kept thinking, how could I ever live with... Oh, no. Okay. Donald Trump, he's Jamaican me crazy. That's what Blake Wexler says.
Who?
Blake... You think he's going to listen to... He listens to the podcast. Yeah. And he's going to hear you go, who?
Are you worried that you're slamming someone?
I'm not slamming him. It's a funny joke. He goes, I don't mean to get political in his act. He goes, I liked it so much, I gave it to one of my band members to do. And after I was done, I go, that's not even our joke. It's Blake Wexler's. What the fuck's he going to do about it?
I love Blake Wexler. I knew Blake Wexler before.
Can we
you
get
were...
one person at the bar talking loudly, please? That just really makes the show go better. I know. For some reason, it's great. You're like, whenever you're having fun, I always think, like, in the last 10 minutes, someone go to the bar and talk just a little too loud. It just
someone is having a heart attack in the audience.
Good. God. I hope they drop dead.
And they're trying to find the paramedics.
So they'll shut up.
And they're looking for the paddles. They're looking for paddles right now.
I have.
I hope you're
attack.
Happy. The person just died because of your jokes. Person's dead.
Would do that. Guy and you're the crazier one in this bit because you're going, oh, hope you're happy. Of course I wouldn't be happy. I don't want to see anybody die.
That was a surgeon at the bar who had to find out. They said, what hospital am I supposed to do this? Where is he? Nurse? I don't know why we call the bartender a nurse.
Do you know I was on a bus 20 years ago and they made an announcement, if there's a doctor on the bus, please come to the front. We have a woman that doesn't feel well. Do you want the bus doctor? I've been doing that. Joke on and on.
Wait, that never happened, though, right?
That did happen. And I'll tell you the truth, it happened. I believe it.
That's a great story.
Tell that joke in my act every night, and then afterwards I tell the rest of it. Sometimes I forget, but I usually
Who's
don't.
Around afterwards? You make it like everybody's... Once the show's over, it's over, my friend. You're back home with a jelly sandwich. Calling 1-800...
Come on, Andy.
What?
This
might be...
Come on,
oh, I'll do it. Oh, I'll do it. Oh, I'll do it.
Oh,
man,
I'll do it. We'll close the show with it. Come on. Punch me right there. I get scared.
Not unless we go... If we go into an...
I'm scared, Andy. Why don't you fight the guy?
Oh, I like him. Hey, come on. Let's not go over the top with it.
It's fun to just say that. Come on.
Yeah.
Fuck you up. You want to go ahead? You got something to say? You my, what I told everybody about 5 years ago? You think that means you can fucking take me?
Whoa.
Come on, Kettler.
Whoa.
You're lucky I don't give the old 1, 2, 3.
I'll tell you, when someone is that uncomfortable with themselves, it hurts. Uh-oh. It's now it's our town. Yeah, I'm doing the alternative show tonight at Yuck Yucks, Vancouver. But wait a second, why do you have to... First of all...
Shut up! Why do you... Every time I...
Thanks, honey. Love you. That's my wife. Is that important to you? To look at the message my wife gave me?
I'm not looking at the
message. She's not feeling well. Oh. She could die tonight. If the poison mushrooms take effect. That's an old... I'm going to just tell you this. This is an actual true story. Forster Brooks, I don't know, it's his favorite comic. But this was a commercial. This was literally a commercial that was on
Andy
TV.
Andy is standing up for the people at home.
Literally on TV about 10 years ago. And it's Forster Brooks. Get the Forster Brooks, greatest hits. He goes, my first wife died from poisoned mushrooms. My second wife died from being hit in the head with a shovel. She wouldn't eat the mushrooms. That was a commercial for his VHS series.
Yeah, by the way, if you look at a lot of old comedy, it really makes you...
That's charming.
It's charming.
His wife, the second wife, how'd she die? She got hit over the head with a shovel. That sounds odd.
Yeah, well, Wayne Newton, in the middle of his set, he goes, you know, the best day, you wake up, your wife's on the milk cart. And I'm like, this was okay?
That never...
Like, and yes, that's one of his jokes, because that's why I'm saying today, when you think... Look, that's a great lesson. Whenever you think somebody's being overly sensitive, now, like, people slip. Most people are good to a certain point, and then you slip. You hear something that comes asked upon you, and that's when you decide you're done. You're like, no, that's just bullshit. Remember, that's what they thought about that wife joke. Somebody back then went, that's a little aggressive. Like, a good day is when your wife is on the milk cart. And somebody said that, and somebody else went, oh, fuck.
What do you know?
You're a fucking cute joke.
What do you know? You're a cheap Jew.
What? I made sense.
What do you know? You're a cheap Jew. I came over at the top of it with another ethnic slam.
It's fine.
I'm sorry, Todd.
You don't have to be sorry.
No, I'm sorry that you were not up to the task tonight. Look, he brought his B game. They can't all be gems. Like the old comics would say, they do 10 terrible jokes in a row and one wouldn't get a laugh. They go, they can't all be gems.
Yeah. Go, well, they can be better than that. No, don't say that.
Just in case you're wondering, we're about 12 about minutes away from minutes. Being wrapped up wow. on the Todd Glass.
I'm going to go big. We're going to do a song at the end.
Make sure, though, that you count it down.
Well, I also wanted to do, we were going to do an improv
oh, questions.
Troupe. We never did an improv troupe. Ask people. No, nah, they'll leave people alone. They're fine.
Maybe they have, you know, that's kind of mean in a way. A lot of these people, they probably went to get a mascara pen and they dribbled down the question.
What?
I don't know.
No, say what that means.
It's like, I was saying, is that wrong? Like they were so excited they didn't have a pen and they used a mascara. I don't think there was
like
a
somebody goes,
pen.
You got to go see this comedian, Todd yeah. Glass, and they don't have a pen, so they have their they take it out. Wouldn't they have a cell phone? Not to ruin the bit, but guess what? That's what you did to Eddie Pepitone's joke a while back, and I fucking knew I'd get you right
oh
back.
My God.
You said if you had Alzheimer's, you wouldn't be aggressive with a witty comeback. And your mascara joke doesn't make any sense because people have cell phones. I got you good, Chindler.
I think...
What are you doing? What do you mean I'm yelling?
I can't do my cotton ball jokes at colleges. They're too PC.
I'm trying to do comedy with you. I'm an improver. I'm going to yell louder than you. I'm Larry David. Shut up.
Now, are you mad at Larry David? You seem like you are.
Oh, I'm esteemed.
You go. Did you used to have an improv troupe called Steam Vegetables?
No, I
That's
had
That's just
mixed
what
nuts.
I heard.
Mixed, you, nuts.
Mixed nuts?
I'm Almond. I'm Walter. I'm Cashew.
Oh.
We would always switch it around.
I love that. That's fun for the crowd, too.
Mixed nuts with a Z.
Yeah. Mixed nuts with a Z. Eddie said, okay, this is the last thing I'm going to tell you, Eddie said. He goes, I would like to be making a speech at someone's wedding. And he goes, and you just go on way too long, getting too real. You're like, of course, now Karen, she's been in an improv troupe for 33 years. But she says she loves it. She. What did he say about she's been in improv? Oh, it's called Eggs. And they spell it E-Z-Z, and still nobody will come out to see them. All right, that's it. Three things. Because Eddie could listen. Maybe Eddie will find out through Steve Fine Arts. He'll be like, yeah, he won't care. But
he'll
Steve,
be very upset.
God, you shouldn't do all. I did three.
You're
little,
ruining
I didn't
his...
even do the whole joke. I did like little nuggets of
he'll
three.
He'll love it. He
of
loves
he'll
attention.
He'll love it. He begs me to mention him. He's so desperate.
He's a loudmouth Italian. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, Eddie Pepitone's a loudmouth Italian.
And look. I got nothing against the
me
Italians.
Neither, but he's a loudmouth Italian.
This is the kind of comedy we could have done at one point. This guy's a dago. What's that even mean? Oh, I challenge anyone now to make this into a thing. Yeah, yeah. You're Italian? No, I call you a dago.
It's like it sounds silly.
It does sound silly.
Dago, all right.
Oh,
go
what
away.
Are you, a dago? Now, Jews are easy to insult.
Well,
I don't know. Sorry.
Are you happy with who you turned out
I
to be?
I make a nice living. I feel bad because maybe Dago doesn't have punch.
They're all bad words. You know
they're
the best?
But
can heeb, I tell you something?
Heeb isn't that bad.
Something,
you know?
Yes, it is.
No, it's nice.
Some heeb. They're all horrible words. Some,
they're
having
a good
time.
Depends
who you are. When you say some, one doesn't pack a punch. I've said it, too. I've said it in the past. I go, so they're all evil, but some pack a different type of thickness and a punch and a, just an angry, disgusting grit. But I went, no, they all do. It's just because one connects with you more than anything.
It's, no, you're absolutely right. You know, it's like if that's one of the tricks is you can make fun of a group that's not... Which is not an insult to most of the people you know.
Right, you can get away with it. But what, are you going to wait till it's wrong? You're going to wait till you have a mullet to get a haircut? I mean, keep your verbiage trim and tuck. Like
it's a
your
great
fucking
metaphor.
Hair.
That's a great metaphor.
Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld's hair is so coiffed and so nice. I fucking love him for it. He's every fucking, he probably gets a haircut once a week, and I don't mind it. That fucking guy knows how to take care of himself. He looks great. But one little joke in his act, that's what pissed me off. Oh, it's not the worst joke in the world. It wasn't, but fucking still stop
it. Is this
what
the gay
fuck?
French king thing?
Yeah, I still
You're
talk
still
about
steamed
it.
About the
Why
gay French
Why not? Because it keeps coming up. The wider topic is that everyone's too sensitive.
Right,
that's the wider topic. And we learned from the dog shit that most of the time, 40 years later, it wasn't even that sensitive. Picking up the dog shit, you look back, was that people be like crazy? People that made people pick up dog shit or suggested it, were they, on a scale from 1 to 10, were they a little crazy? All right, they weren't real crazy. No, it's just fucking perfect to fucking do, right? Same thing with non-smoking rooms. Back in the day when people weren't allowed to smoke in the restaurants, they all went, this is fucking ridiculous. Then they got used to that. But then they said, you can't smoke in a stadium. And they went, no, it's out of fucking control. 30 years later, just all right. Anything we just mentioned, you're like, picking up your dog shit, just common decency. It's not even pushing it. Not smoking at a stadium, even though there's no roof, it's still, right, just... That's what it is.
You're alienating your smoking listeners.
But people that smoke, that's the amazing thing now. People that smoke don't want to smoke in a smoking room.
They want to smoke in a stadium. I can't smoke in a stadium now? Oh, great. Now, first you can't step outside and smoke. Now, I'm barred from stadium smoking. What's next? Don't snort in your scuba suit. I said snort, but I meant smoke. No smoking while you're scuba diving is what I meant. It's funny. Serviceable. And we're about 8 minutes from ending. 8:20, we're going to wrap it up.
Stop.
Todd Glass Show.
Are there any questions?
Super radio.
I don't care if there aren't any, but maybe there is somebody if you have a genuine question. We're always afraid to open up to questions, comedians at our level.
We are.
Because if there's not one, you feel stupid.
Or you get, or they go out of control. How do you pick your perfume?
Hold on. Is there a bit we didn't do that maybe you want us to do tonight?
Oh, I'd love to hear Mitch Hedberg doing Rodney.
I do that in the act, but thank you. I appreciate that. What's your name?
Jim.
Okay, cool. You had a question, sir? Stop the band?
I love that. No, don't look at me. This isn't my show.
Well, will you do it once if I do it?
Of course I'll do it. And there'll be two tickets to Chasen's.
The reason I stood up and did it is because one time you were at my podcast studio, and I wanted Andy Kindler to get up and do bad crowd work in the studio, just to us. And I built a little stage. And I thought, I didn't want to ask you to do it, because you might be like, we're sitting at a table, make someone get up. I go, Andy, you don't have to do this if you don't want to. He goes, what? I go, well, it involves being up on the stage. He's like.
The ultimate indignity.
He's like, oh yeah, he couldn't get up there quick enough. So you do. People ask you to do the bits, you fucking do the bits.
Hey, what are you people wearing shirts? Boom.
Hello.
Like
boom.
That. Like that. Okay. Are you sure, people?
You hit. This is the dumbest bit. Not dumb. Dumb's not nice. These guys, it's sad. It's just more sad. They don't get it. So you're going for the last note. Stop the band. The more I tell you to stop, you just you know what to do. You pull out all the bells and whistles, guys. Here we go. I'll just act like with the last note. You know, da da.
Stop the band. 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 Band, you fucking idiot. Stop the band. Stop the band. Stop the fucking band. What don't you get? You're almost stopped. Fucking stop. Stop. Get the fuck. I swear to God, I'll fucking shove this drum up your ass. Don't.
I can't believe it. I asked you to hold the band. In 30 years, I never asked you to hold it.
Huh? You like that?
Oh, man. Maybe you should have built it up a little bit longer. That's a joke that could have lived, could have used maybe
even
the...
You're making fun of that guy? Me, I don't care.
But him?
Me, I don't care. I'm used to it. I got thick skin. But this guy asked for a bit, and then you pounce all
I'm
over
sorry.
Him.
Sorry, I apologize.
Because you're so angry.
I'm wrong.
And you know what, Nancy, your wife?
That's not funny. Her name used to be Nancy. And my father died... holding someone's name named Nancy. That was his last request. Please call Nancy and tell her to cancel the bridge game.
Well, folks.
Nancy, isn't that one of those anti-gay words? What are you, a Nancy in those days?
I don't know.
Remember those days?
Oh, back like, I don't know. That sounds
what are you,
like
a Nancy?
Some, yeah.
What kind of a life did people lead? That all they could make jokes about was other people's sexual preferences. Oh, yeah, you know old man Schmeckle, right? He loves it in the thing.
Hey, you know those two guys? I heard they lay down together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You heard those two idiots? They enjoy kissing and affection. Two guys enjoy hugging.
Can I tell you something about Larry Moe and Curly? Never liked him when I was younger. I've talked about this, but I just wanted to let you know. All right, folks.
Get a womb. Get a womb, I sometimes say outside.
Get a
of
room.
The abortion protests. Why don't you two get a womb? Hey, Sandy Hawkins, less time bugging people coming for a routine procedure and more time with the thing and the woo.
Folks, let me tell you something.
Four minutes left in the show.
I don't look at the clock.
There are four minutes.
I have an internal clock.
Please.
It tells me to look at the real clock.
Now my 3:30.
Clock. Look at the clock. Remember, my memory isn't as well good. But you look great. I just want to soak it in. Like, what brings everybody here, right?
It's a show. You're doing a show. I mean, that can't be a real question. Are you one of those guys? Oh, what are you doing here? Is that what you're doing? Oh, thank you for joining me.
I thought you weren't going to be a good audience member. You know why? But you were. You were great. When I made the announcement down there, that's how nervous I get. I made one stupid little joke into the mic, and you didn't laugh. I'm like, ah, shit, they're going to be a tough crowd.
Oh, so you wanted him to laugh at a bit that wasn't working?
Exactly. Unbelievable. And then later, I was like, you did another, and you laughed. I'm like, they're great. I judged everybody just by what you were doing.
Could you trust him if he laughed at that?
That's what
you mean. Your bit about, I guess I'm starting too early.
No, not that. Go ahead, Andy. Give me a good...
You are a piece of garbage! I'm sorry. No, that was the whole thing. This whole time, I've been holding all the anger in.
Andy.
Look, if the bit doesn't work, I'm not going by this crowd.
No, why? They're great. Let's do this. Let's. End.
Don't tell these people that you're not going to do the song we prepared.
Oh, you know what would be funny? Okay, I know this is the lowest common denominator of comedy, but I think I might earn the right to do it. If I get a puppet, a real puppet, and okay. I go, say hi to the people, right? And then the puppet's there, and he goes like this. I go, say hi to the people. Say hi.
Just hang on 1 second.
This is embarrassing.
Did someone say in your band, say hold it a second?
Yeah, it's okay.
What are you guys
it's
on
hard
a break?
To find. He doesn't do it all the time.
Hold on a second.
Say hi to the people.
Hold on a minute.
Oh, come on. We have a nice... We're going to do a song, everybody, while I drink. Stop it. That's the lowest form of comedy. Now listen.
The lowest form. The bit about it.
Stop it.
Sincere effort to make that joke work.
Why does that make us laugh upstairs with the iPad? Good. We were laughing so hard at that. I think something happens, and I'm not judging you, but I don't know if that's right. I think we were right upstairs. We know what we're doing. Like it was so absurd. All the puppet does, and he never sings. Come on, sing. These are nice people.
Oh, that's a new bit. I didn't know it was a new bit.
I didn't do it yet. We were thinking about it.
Oh, well, if it's a new bit, I know you have things to work out and kinks in it. Well, oh, sure, Andy, it's a new bit. Should we go with a fart sound or more of a harumph?
Here's what I want to do.
First of all,
could really be nice to them, it would mean a lot to me. You know what I mean? I went a little over, I think, but be nice. Picture, you know, what do you leave? Picture if it was you back there, what would you hope you got? Oh, yeah. Okay, but I don't mean to, you know, tiptoe down a disrespectful path.
That's kind of creepy. You're creeping out with everyone at the end.
No, I'm not.
Don't you mean tip?
I'm doing it. You can't just say tip.
Thanks for everything.
You can't just tip. You can't just say tip because people hear it. You got to make them feel guilty about
it. I appreciate the work you've done. What are you saying? I apologize.
Can I have some reverb, please? I'm going to end the show. Andy, seriously, you're great. I love you.
I love you, too.
Wow. And then we're going to get to do your show late at night. It's just great.
You got bumped. Louis C.K.'s in town.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high. No, I can't do it. But... I guess we could just bring in some music, right? And then we start.
What am I, a producer?
Yeah. Why don't you help me?
Jesus Christ!
What do you
I came
have?
Out to do your show. That's not good enough. How should we end it?
Maybe give me a little love lift. Hey, oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, right there is Chris James. He is on the iPad, the whistle, everything. He's a comedian. Sometimes I put a comedian in the band. This is Chris right over here on drums, ladies and gentlemen. And right over here on keyboards and usually a flashlight is Braden, if you can give him a nice round of applause. Doing the podcast right. Doing the podcast right. Well,
this is your moment, buddy. Bring it home, Todd.
What?
Tell him what you think. Testify. Come on, Todd.
Pick it up. Come on. Give it some oomph.
It's not too late to save the show.
I think what we can do is just say goodnight and let the band carry it out of here.
That's one way of going with it. If you don't have a strong close, you don't have a strong close.
Well, I think this is a strong. I think it is. Hold on.
No,
I gotta...
it's strong. You just have the band play as you leave the stage.
All right, you want strong? You want strong? Give me strong. Thanks a lot for coming out, everybody. This has been a lot of fun. Thanks a lot. How about a hand for Andy Kindler?
Thank you. I love you very much.
Andy Kindler. That's our show. That's strong. Standing ovation.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. It's you I like. It's you I like.
Starburns Avenue, a podcast, a podcast network.